Welcome to News Tribune on Tap. I'm Gary Caster, managing editor at the Jefferson City News Tribune and host of News Tribune on Tap, a weekly conversation about news and issues in Jefferson City that matter to you. Today's special guest is Darius Watson, associate professor at Lincoln University. Hello, Darius.
Hi, how you doing?
Darius Watson's name was in the News Tribune for an idea about a police academy at Lincoln. So kind of walk us through how this concept came between you and Police Chief Gary Hill at Lincoln, what the idea is. Just give us a
Well, first and foremost, this is absolutely his baby. He had already really laid many of the foundations for this before I even arrived at Lincoln. And it just so happened that some projects I was working on, trying to develop a security sciences institute, trying to create maybe some sort of emergency management program, it just dovetailed perfectly with what he is already. And so it only made sense to try and assist him however I could. The overall foundation of the police academy is kind of twofold in the sense of obviously your traditional workforce development, training of law enforcement, but there's a deeper kind of rationale and initiative behind it, and that is we see it as an opportunity to address one of the most fundamental problems in law enforcement in America today, and that's just lack of diversity amongst officers. Mm-hmm. I remember being struck by a statistic that Missouri, I believe, graduated approximately between 460 and 470 new officers last year, and of those 17 were officers of color. And when you consider the issues that impact not just large urban centers like St. Louis and Kansas City, but even small cities like Jefferson City, and if you don't have law enforcement reflecting, whether it's from a racial or ethnic perspective or a religious perspective or just a basic intellectual perspective, if your law enforcement personnel don't reflect the community that they're being asked to police, you are beginning with significant disruptions to those relationships before the first hello and handshake.
Right.
And so our approach to the police academy is really based upon the idea of it's not like we're only training African-American police officers, but what we do believe we can do is, regardless of whether you're white or black, make you more aware of the distinct needs of the individual communities that you're going to be engaging. And in Jefferson City, there are certainly some unique characteristics of the community, whether it's the patchwork nature of neighborhoods, with some neighborhoods seemingly very affluent, with a neighborhood half a mile away really in destitute state. Whether it's the immediate two or three block vicinity around Lincoln University, there's just all these really unique little components to understanding public safety in Jefferson City. And we really believe that the development of a LU-based police academy is not just going to allow us to provide really quality, well-trained police officers, but officers who, quite frankly, already know the communities they're going to be asked to police, whether it's directly or indirectly. So, for instance, one of the things we're looking to build into the program is an additional 45-hour component where the cadets before graduation will be asked to, for instance, spend a week with CASA, spend a week with Salvation Army, spend a week with the homeless, advocacy groups in your community, so that when they get the job, these aren't new experiences.
Right.
They already understand the prioritization of issues within the community. They've already met some of the people that they're going to be asked to police. And so in our mind, It's not just about a police academy. It's truly about building a broader context within which both the community and law enforcement see a shared responsibility in developing the safety of their community. And we believe it starts right at the core of how you train your officers.
Yeah. So what's the timeline for this?
Well, right now, so we just got the preliminary approval this week, which I just, again, have to say congratulations to Chief Hill. He just did yeoman's work on this, really almost single-handedly carried it through in certain ways. So now the next step is we got the preliminary. Now we have to start, for lack of a better way to put it, checking the boxes, making sure that we have the right curriculum in place, making sure that we have the right trainers in place, making sure that the facilities meet the requirements from the state post level. And we have all these things already, but they weren't going to want those until we had gotten that approval.
Right.
So the next step over the next year, we're going to prepare everything. We're going to make sure that we're ready to start hosting cadets, get it so that it really rolls out smoothly, so that then we can go back to the state officials and say, this is what we've done, this is how we've done it, and we can move forward with a full and permanent recognition of the Academy.
All right. Well, we look forward to following what you and Chief Hill achieve with this, and keep us posted on this.
It's my pleasure.
And Darius, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having me. It's been a pleasure.
Thanks for listening. You can find News Tribune on tap at newstribune.com, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Google Play.